I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More than a dozen Christians are dead in Burkina Faso following yet another church attack. And stick around for a happier ending. Gospel Access and Training gives deaf believers new vision. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. On Sunday, shooters attacked a Protestant church in Burkina Faso near the country's border. At least 14 people were killed and an undisclosed number of others wounded. Todd Nettleton, a spokesperson for Voice of the Martyrs, says this recent attack follows a pattern. The violence is seeping in over its borders.
Burkina Faso has a long border with Mali, where there has been a lot of trouble, a lot of terrorism-type activities. It also shares a border with Niger, which then not far along that border, you can get to Nigeria. So it sits in kind of a hotbed of Africa where there is a lot of trouble in some of the surrounding nations.
Nettleton expects the church in Burkina Faso to reach out to those impacted by the attack. As for Christians outside the country,
the key thing that most of our listeners can do is pray. Now, we can pray for the church in Burkina Faso. Now, we can pray that they will not be intimidated by this and not lose courage and not lose faith, but continue to serve the Lord and continue to meet together for fellowship, for worship, even though they know there's risk involved in that.
Find more ways to respond and take action. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. In Lebanon, protests and a financial crisis are worsening the already unstable situation for Syrian refugees. 69% are below the poverty line, and more than half are unable to meet basic survival needs. Local Lebanese churches are partnering to meet refugee needs without strings attached. Sophie Nasrallah of Middle East Revive and Thrive.
When Jesus healed the 10 lepers, only one came back. Didn't he know that only one would come back? He knew, but he still had compassion of the others, and he still healed them. No strings attached. We just follow Jesus' example as much as we can.
This unconditional approach surprises recipients who want to know more. The resulting relationships are positive for the refugees and the Christian minority churches.
The tendency is to be scared and to be inward looking, to protect themselves. So opening up has been really transforming the churches from the inside. And I believe it has given them a preview of how diverse heaven will be.
Consider donating to help these churches provide for Syrian refugees. Pray for renewed strength, vision, and energy among churches as they continue to serve the most vulnerable. And the deaf are one of the world's largest unreached and unengaged people groups. Fewer than 2% of the world's 70 million deaf people know of or follow Christ. Through an interpreter, Deaf Bible Society's Tanya Polstra.
The world sees deaf individuals and sees something that needs to be fixed. We are the only people group worldwide that is labeled as not worth living. We are not a complete or whole human being in the eyes of many people.
Deaf Bible Society leads scripture engagement training in many countries at a basic level.
Scripture engagement is how we see the world as a deaf person, and that is through the use of sign language. When we have sign language scriptures in our language, it helps us to see who the Lord is. We can dive into His Word, and we can see how He expects us to live as His light.
The goal is for deaf Christians to study God's Word and then teach others how to do the same. Your gifts to Scripture Engagement are doubled today on Giving Tuesday. Find details at missionnews.org.
We need hearing individuals to ask us, hey, what do deaf need? And then we need to hear them say, great, how can I help you do this?
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org, where you can also sign up to receive our free daily e-news. Again, that's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.